Welcome into You're the Cure right here on AM 580 and 95.9 FM. Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's what we do at VeritasMedical.com. Let me say good morning once again to Dr. Ben Edwards. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to the studio.
Good morning, Wade. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, so it's been a while, but all your shows have been good. I mean, we do the... a lot of times it's about 50-50 every month you're in and out of the studio, but in studio today, so hope you had a great weekend.
Yeah, sure did. Enjoyed the weekend. Yeah, I record a lot of these interviews. Some of these docs and experts don't have a Monday morning slot. And I've got three that I recorded last week, which were amazing. Dr. Peter Bragan, he's a psychiatrist by training, best-selling author, and his books... really, in the past, have focused on the corruption in the pharmaceutical industry, the captured agencies, but in relationship to mostly the psychiatric realm and psych meds, stuff like that. And his wife, too, Ginger, she's a physician and medical researcher, but they wrote a book called COVID-19 Global Predators, We Are the Prey, and it's just a fascinating book. It's got over 1,100 references. And he and his wife just took a deep dive into the whole COVID-19 thing. But anyways, that'll play soon. In the coming weeks, we'll get that out. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, we've interviewed her a number of times. She's an MIT researcher who traditionally is focused on glyphosate, aluminum, vitamin D through sunlight versus supplementation, stuff like that. But she gave a great interview regarding the gene therapy shot and what exactly that's doing to the body. So we'll be playing that also soon. And then my favorite, recorded last Wednesday, and it was such a great interview, but we had to cut it short, so we're going to have to do a part one, part two. We haven't recorded part two yet, but it's a testimonial from a patient. Just a devastating journey, really, from childhood, from when she was a little girl. She started to get sick, and she's early 30s now, and absolutely just devastated by her symptoms and diseases and the medical community who couldn't figure her out. And basically was bedridden, disability, couldn't work, just ready to be done with life. And to hear her journey back to wellness is just an amazing inspiration. And for me, the biggest part was she did it. She stated 75% better. She got resolution of 75% of her symptoms in the 6 months she was waiting on our waiting list to come see a medical provider. And she did that on her own by listening to You're the Cure.
Oh, wow.
And implementing the diet and lifestyle things that we know are at the root of inflammation. So that was always encouraging for me to hear, because, you know, our belief that the body does fix itself, and the literature's clear, 95% of cancers, diet and lifestyle related, heart disease, diet and lifestyle related, Alzheimer's, diet and lifestyle related. Chris Exley, the aluminum expert of the entire world, 40 years of research in the field of aluminum, and he says that you can't even get Alzheimer's unless you have aluminum in your brain, which comes from processed food and injections.
And underarm deodorant.
And underarm deodorant.
Although I use Old Spice because they don't have it in there.
Yeah, pretty much if it says antiperspirant, it's probably going to have aluminum. If it's just an anti-deodorant, it just has the deodorizing agents. But, that, I mean, it's just hard for people to wrap their mind around the fact that it is these choices we make in our diet and lifestyle. And unfortunately, industry has made it very, very easy for us to poison ourselves. It's convenient and cheap to poison ourselves. And you would think the authorities would have our best interest at heart and would somehow at least educate us on this, maybe regulate it, but at the minimum, educate. And that's the point of this show. Bring the education, bring the knowledge, basically even just trying to convince people that this is true. The body's designed to fix itself if you'll just... And Caitlin's story is a beautiful example of that. All the doctors could do was manage her symptoms for 20 years and do surgeries and do all these things. And she just got worse and worse and worse. So it really is diet and lifestyle related. And which brings me to the next thing I wanted to mention. I was on two webinars last week, listening, not leading them. Two different tests. I mean, cutting edge. Every doctor should be doing this. This should be on the nightly news. But it's not. And your insurance will not cover this. But there's these two amazing new tests that have come out recently. One of them called True Diagnostics, and you can read about it more. I'm going to try to interview one of their science guys, maybe even by next week's show. We'll see. But True Diagnostics, you can go to their website. That's TRU. Don't put the E on there. TRUDiagnostic.com. And what this is, some of you may have heard of 23andMe. That's a test you can, they look at your DNA. And they're looking for what's called SNPs, single nucleotide polymorphisms, basically these little mutations. And depending on what mutations you have in your genes, you'll be predisposed to certain diseases or problems. And that's fine. We didn't find a whole lot of value in that after we did a few of those some years ago. Because it's more about the epigenetics than it is the genetics. I mean, there's some benefit to knowing your genetic mutations, but honestly, not really. And if you're going to spend your money on something. So True Diagnostics, it looks at the epigenetic switches. So imagine your 25,000 genes that you have in your DNA, but there's these little keyholes that sit above those genes. And these keyholes can either be open and available to be for the keys to come in and turn these genes on, or that keyhole's covered up where that gene can't be turned on. And so this test, True Diagnostic, looks at over 900,000 places on your genetic, on your genes, but is looking at these switches, these on-off switches above the genes. And these on-off switches are turned on and off by diet and lifestyle, such as sunlight. Light isn't just energetic waves, although it is that, but it's also photons, and these photons, these particles, interact with photon receptors in your mitochondria, amongst other things, inducing vitamin D, we all know about, but 95% of your melatonin is induced by sun exposure. And melatonin is an antioxidant, not just a sleep hormone. Antioxidants obviously deal with inflammation, but that interacts with these epigenetic switches, just sunlight. And that's why their longevity studies show 8 years of longevity, increased longevity just by routine sunlight exposure. So that's one example, much less your circadian rhythm being influenced by the light, the natural light, not these electric things we sit under all day. So it's incredible. Obviously, exercise, diet, nutrition, toxins, alcohol and drug consumption, tobacco. It looks at all these things, and it interprets it, interprets these 900,000 epigenetic switches, and can give you a biological age. What that means is, how old are your cells? How old do they appear to be based off all these epigenetic switches that are on and off? And it's not so much on or off. It's a spectrum. You know, some of these switches can be kind of turned on and kind of turned off. So, you know, are you 90% turned on for your different cancer genes, or only 2% turned on? How much exposure are these genes getting? How likely are they to be turned on? Anyways, it'll give you this age. So I'm 47, and I just took this test myself Friday or Thursday, and so I'm waiting for the report to come back, but it'll maybe say I'm 40 biologically, or it may say I'm 57, whatever.
I don't think 57's in your wheelhouse.
Well, we'll see. I got six kids. We got all these goats at the house. These goats really wear on me sometimes.
Whatever.
But what I'm getting at, and people might say, well, I don't want to know that. But yeah, you do want to know that. If you're in the mindset of staying out of the ICU, staying out of the hospital, staying out of the healthcare system in general, staying out of any doctor's office, which is totally possible and should be the goal. We shouldn't need this quote-unquote healthcare system that has nothing to do with health, but you shouldn't even need a natural, holistic doctor either. Your body knows what to do if you just steward it the right way. So this can give you encouragement and motivation to be sure you're doing all the things you're supposed to do. Are you sitting for 4 hours in a row? Well, you shouldn't be. That's going to affect these epigenetics. You need to get up every hour and just walk around your office or your whatever, wherever you're at. Are you doing a little bit of HIIT training, high-intensity interval training, just 5 minutes a couple times a week of getting your heart rate up? Are you doing some resistance training? Resistance training builds muscle. Muscle growth like that will keep you insulin sensitive and not insulin resistant, and that has a whole downstream effect. So it's these basic things: hydration, minerals, rest. Are you getting good sleep? The sunlight I mentioned. So it can motivate you to really double down on diet and lifestyle. And these things we thought we could get away with, oh, maybe I just won't exercise quite as much. Or maybe I can cheat a little on my diet. Or maybe I can just supplement my way to health. There's no supplement that's going to replace the effects of that sunshine. So that's an amazing test, and it is available. We ordered, I think we have 10 right now, but we're ordering a lot more. After I went through the webinar last week and did the test myself, I'm pretty motivated. Especially if you're in our wellness program, the education side of our business, even if you're on the medical side, you could get it too. But the general public, you can just get on our website, veritasmedical.com, go to available plans, hit education, and that'll sign you up to be on our education platform. It's a free will offering, so pay what you can. We do need to pay these wellness navigators, so I encourage you to search your heart on that. But if you can't pay, we understand. We want to, be available for everybody. But in the perfect world, it would be awesome to do this true diagnostic test on day one, sign up for the program, get educated, steward your health, do the things, make your changes. 6 months later, go and check it again and see where you're at. Also, this test, not only will it tell you your biological age, it'll tell you your rate of aging. For example, maybe you're aging at a rate of 1.3 years for every chronological 1 year. Or maybe you're at 2.5. You're doubling. Or maybe you're only at 0.7. So it'll give you a rate. So even if your biological age is advanced and your rate, say, 2 years for every 1 year, and as you make these changes, you can see that rate come down. 1.3, 1.2, or even flip it. So it's a cool test. TrueDiagnostic.com. If you're interested as one of our education members or just general public, you can email us lab@veritasmedical.com, and the ladies in our lab will help arrange that test. Even if you're out of town, out of state, we can mail that to you.
I want to do that. I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
And I'd like to see a president do it, because you know how they say presidents age like two to 2.5 times quicker than a normal person because of the stress they're under?
Yeah.
I mean, you just look around at a president, mm-hmm. 4 years, they look like they're 90 years old. I mean, it wears them.
Yeah, and it's interesting. On this webinar, they showed, so how did they come up with this? There's multiple epigenetic studies out there from leading institutions. They combined all these studies to come up with their algorithm to give you this biological age. But one of them showed if there's different tests that predict aging, like balancing on one leg. How many seconds or minutes can you balance on one leg? That predicts your aging. Your grip strength. So there's a device that can measure. You grip it, and kind of like pulling the trigger on a gun, but it's all your fingers. You squeeze for a certain number of seconds, and it'll measure your strength. That predicts aging. But then they also have a facial recognition AI, basically, that it can look at your face. And don't ask me the details of how they do this. But you've seen people that, they look like they're 60, but they're only 40. Just their facial features. And opposite of that, people that look like they're, Wade, you blow that algorithm up. As long as they keep it from the neck up. I'm kidding.
Hey, but I'm on my way.
We'll get one of these reps from True Diagnostic on here to explain all this more. But there's a second test I want to talk about too. This webinar blew me away. they can detect 50 different cancers at stage zero. Off a blood test.
Oh, off a blood test.
50 different cancers with, I think it was a 99.5% accuracy. So we're talking, I mean, your conventional cancer screenings, which is prostate and breast, colon, lung, and cervical, that's five. That's what conventional cancer screening does. It checks for, and those are kind of the leading ones. So that's, I'm not saying not to do them. We recommend those. But this one, you know, most mammograms, they don't have a super great predictive value, but also they catch things earlier than when they're metastatic. But by the time there's a tumor in the breast that shows up, I mean, that's a significant number of cells. I mean, we're talking millions and millions and millions of cells gathered together to make a tumor that you can pick up on a x-ray. And this blood test is looking at DNA changes that those cancer cells will put out certain DNA that has certain changes to it, and this test picks up on it. So the you can go to their website, grail.com, grail.com, and read more about it. And the specific test is called the Galleri, G-A-L-L-E-R-I. And so we've got that available too now at our clinic. And you can, again, email lab@veritasmedical.com, and the nurses in the lab can help arrange that test for you. And some people say, well, I don't want to know if I have cancer. And well, that's the whole point. You want to catch these cancers early. That's why we do, you know, pap smears and colonoscopies. When you catch things early, stage one, they're a lot easier to treat than when they're metastatic and spread everywhere, or they've gone through, spread through, say, the colon wall into deeper, you know, all the way through the colon wall into the surrounding tissue or into the lymph nodes. You know, that's a more advanced cancer, and that's a lot tougher. Anytime it's beyond stage one and you spread into these other tissues, you're talking chemo and radiation coming into play there. And so that puts you in a whole different category where the outcomes aren't near as good. So catching these things early is what you want to do. And it would be just motivation to me to, of course, you'd want to go try to find that cancer with a conventional cancer screening tool after that and then make your decisions on how to treat it. But say, you know, it wasn't showing up on a mammogram, but this Grail test, Galleri test, says, no, it's there. I mean, that would give you great motivation to double down on your immune system. The immune system is what God gave us to detect cancer and kill cancer. So by definition, and we all have some cancer cells every day floating around, but the immune system will knock them out. So if your immune system's not primed, as Dr. Ryan Cole talked about a week or two ago, I forget when we played his, but especially those that have had that shot, there's immune system dysfunction and suppression, the natural killer cells and the T cells and the helper cells. And he's seen in his lab an increase in cancer rates in those that were that got the gene therapy shot. But even without that, our immune systems are dysfunctional. Remember, cancer used to be exceedingly rare. Really, the first reports were a couple hundred years ago, and it was in chimney sweeps because they were breathing in all the toxic fumes occupationally. But even in the early 1900s, lung cancer was so rare, they wrote up every single case in the medical journals for publication because it was so rare. Now it's one out of two men and something like one out of 2.3 women will have cancer in their lifetime. It's the immune system. We have dysfunctional immune systems. Again, going back to the diet and lifestyle that the True Diagnostics will pick up on. And that's another part of the True Diagnostics I forgot to mention. They're also measuring. So this is the first test, looking at your epigenetic keyholes and switches. They can tell you your mitotic rate. Mitotic is this DNA replication and cell replication frequency or how rapidly these mitotic changes are happening, but it correlates with your odds of getting cancer later. So even the True Diagnostic test, it's not a cancer screen, but it will give you a clue to, oh, my mitotic rate is out of range.
Do you recommend this for any age, or do you say over 40? Because like in the Army, when I was in the Army and I was there when I was 40, over 40 screen, you had different screenings for people of 40 years and above.
Right. So Grail, when they did their clinical trials, they didn't put anyone in their trial that was under 21. So really, we don't have any hard data for anything below that. But what their recommendation is in general is 50 and above, and or if you just have high risk factors, like if you know all the females in your family had breast cancer before age 40 or whatever, or colon cancer, but you know you can do it earlier than 50, but their basic general recommendation is 50 and above, or just high risk. So as far as true so that was Grail, the 50 different cancers it can pick up. The true diagnostics, which is the epigenetic switches, you can do that at any age. I mean, I don't know that I would, you know, in the 20s, but maybe. I mean, the Blue Cross Blue Shield study a couple years ago showed the millennials start to decline in health at age 27. And we know 54% of kids, this was in 2006 data, 54% of kids have a chronic disease. So, I mean, it could be a learning tool for sure, even in the younger folks on the true diagnostic side of things. So I'll try to get reps from both these companies for sure. True Diagnostic, I've already been in touch with their guy. We're just nailing down the date. Hopefully get it done this week, so might play that next week. But those are two exciting tests. We have available lab@veritasmedical.com is who you can email to get in touch with our nurse in the lab, and she can direct you from there. I forgot to mention, I always forget this, the beef party. I was going to say this at the top of the hour, and it's almost time for break, so we'll say it at the top of the, coming back from the break, and I'll say it right now, but the Hams out at Canyon Valley Provisions in Post, Texas, it's their, I don't know if this is second annual, I think it is, or did we have to skip a year? I don't remember, but anyways.
Yeah, we did for COVID last year.
Right, yeah.
But this is, yeah, so it'll be the second annual.
April 23rd. At 12 p.m., I think they open the gate at 11:30, but they will be providing a beef meal, I think roast and burgers and steak, and Austin Ham will do the cooking, I'm sure. But just come see the ranch. Canyon Valley Provisions provides some high-quality grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They're doing some regenerative ag on their land to restore that land, bring the minerals back to the land. And when you bring minerals and biology back to the soil, as Joel Salatin explained and others, Gabe Brown and others on the show have told us, that creates better beef that's richer in nutrients for us. So come, I'll be speaking there. So come enjoy a meal in the great outdoors. It's a beautiful ranch. Come get some sunshine and some good nutrition. So April 23rd, 12 p.m., you can get your ticket at Canyon Valley Provisions with an S, canyonvalleyprovisions.com. So thank you, Austin and Jessica and all your, the rest of the family and all the help y'all have there. Thank y'all for opening up your ranch to us and putting that on. It'll be exciting. Okay, and then Lingleville. I've never heard of Lingleville, but it's down by Stephenville. Lingleville Baptist Church, this Thursday, 6 p.m., I'll be speaking there. So if you've got friends in the Stephenville area, let them know they want to come hear some truth. I think the topic is COVID-related truth, and that's a huge topic. Maybe we'll talk about some of that after the break, too. And then I'll be in Round Rock at the Fellowship Church, I think it's thefellowshipchurch.org, maybe. I'll be giving a talk there, and that is April 30th, thefellowship.org. April 30th, 11 o'clock, and then a lunch break, and then 1 o'clock. So y'all can check that out if you're in the Austin area on April 30th. That's Saturday. All right. We'll have more announcements when we get back from the break. Y'all stick with us. VeritasMedical.com is the website. Check out the available plans and the education plan in particular to get educated. We want to educate all of West Texas, all of the United States and beyond. So get your friends and families who are starting to kind of wake up. Get them on board and they'll get real woken up through our wellness navigators who are awesome and will teach you how to not need a doctor, which is the goal. Okay, I'm Ben Edwards. You're the Cure. We'll be right back.
Welcome back into You're the Cure right here with Dr. Ben Edwards, MD. Of course, check out VeritasMedical.com for archive shows and other important information to help you regain control of your health. That's what we do at VeritasMedical.com.
All right. Another reminder, beef party at the Hams, CanyonValleyProvisions.com. Get your ticket there. It'll be on the 23rd.
Yeah.
That's coming up
Texas.
Quick. Mm-hmm. Couple of Saturdays away. And then I'll be down in Round Rock the next Saturday at the Fellowship Church and then Lingleville Baptist Church this Thursday at 6 p.m. Dr. Bragan, the psychiatrist, will play his interview in the coming weeks. At the very end of that, I asked him, or I just made a statement. It's hard for people, just your regular old, most people, especially out here in West Texas, just good old people. It's hard for us to really believe there could be other people who don't have our best interests at heart. And more than that, that's putting it nicely. They hope to exterminate a lot of people. And Bragan said, it's easy for people to look back in history and see that, Stalin and Lenin and Mao Zedong and, these mass murderers. But to think there's people that might still want to do that now, but in a different way. We're not in a kinetic, physical bullet and grenade and bomb kind of war. But is that mindset still out there? People that want to harm and hurt others. And where Bragan was going with this was he started this research on COVID in March of 2020. And he just kept following the rabbit hole and following. How could all these countries be saying the same thing in the same kind of lockstep pattern and not allow the truth to come through? And still to this day, there's not been confession and repentance really from any leader that I've heard of. Very, very few doctors, but policymakers in local, state, and national in the health realm. It's like we're just not going to talk about it. But so Bragan just kept following that trail down, and it of course ends at World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and his book The Great Reset, and they just lay it all out there exactly what they're doing. And it's just hard, or maybe it is hard, but also it's easier just to be ignorant, wish for better times or the way things used to be. And we've got to come to the reality that there's people that don't think like us, and they don't have good intentions in their heart. We've always known that, and the Bible tells us that. But to actually have to face the fact that, man, it's on. I mean, these guys that don't believe in God and the Bible, or maybe they do, but they just have chosen to be on the side of the enemy, they're full steam ahead. And what we're seeing in the world, and I'm not going to go off on the whole politics too much, but it's so intertwined. Supply chain. Off air we were talking about, one of the reasons I started looking around for these other tests, we were out of tubes to draw blood. Just your traditional blood panels. Cholesterol, blood sugar, your kidney and liver function tests, all those traditional CBC, CMP, blah, blah, blah. Quest Labs, there was a nationwide back order, not just with Quest, all of them. LabCorp, all of them. You couldn't even get the little glass tubes to draw the blood. So that was one of the motivations I had to start looking around, because I didn't mention the true diagnostic test. It looks at your epigenetics, which is it's just a finger prick, a drop of blood onto a card. And so it's dried blood spot on a card, and you mail it off. Super easy. Doesn't require tubes, doesn't require anything but this card and a little finger prick, which they send you. Or if you're out of town, we will send you. If you're here locally, you can come to the clinic and let us prick your finger and put it on that card and send it off. Either way, doesn't matter. So we are continuing to look at ways to be resilient and still help people and take care of people and educate people and support people, but that are less reliant on these supply chains. We ran out of intravenous vitamin C for a time because of a supply chain issue. We've run out of some oral supplements because of a supply chain issue. There was an email I got the other day that said the FDA is moving and pressing hard on trying to shut down bioidentical hormones compounding at compounding pharmacies, which, I mean, that's the lifeblood of some of these compounding pharmacies, is the bioidentical hormones. The FDA was going to regulate that down to only pharmaceutical companies can make them. And then the next thing that we're going to go after is intravenous nutrients, all these mineral and vitamin drips that these clinics do. Same thing, regulate it down where a compounder couldn't make those. Now, I don't know if this is going to come to pass or not, but they're sure talking a lot about it. And just the way everything else is going in the world, it would not surprise me. If they could get us boxed in so much so that we can hardly do anything. You know, but then it dawned on me that, yeah, it's cool to be able to do some bioidentical hormones and some vitamin drips and stuff, but ultimately, you know, if those are regulated down, we shouldn't need them. We should be able to get what we need from the food. So, along those lines, we've been able to acquire the adjacent building to us here in Lubbock, and we're going to focus on a grocery store, basically, a market, with the focus being local food production. So you producers out there, if you're growing high-quality vegetables organically, but even more so if it's regeneratively grown, meaning you're really doing things to get your soil back and the probiotics in the soil, the good bugs, the bacteria in the soil back and thriving, you know, we want to talk to you about getting your product to the public. If you have trouble with distribution, marketing, or a customer base, you email us, info@veritasmedical.com, and we want to visit with you. Of course, the folks like the Hams, and there's others besides the Hams. The Trotters make chicken and pigs, and I know there's Holy Cow Beef, and there's some other ones.
Patterson Ranch.
Yeah, Patterson Ranch is out there, and there's others. They're just private, you know, guys that don't have a necessarily a business model. But those are the kind of folks, because when push comes to shove, which they continue to push and shove, these globalists, one world guys, new world order, we need to be able to just rely on our neighbors to take care of each other. And a big part of that's food. I mean, what do you need besides food and shelter and people to love? Love your neighbor. Love God, love your neighbor, steward the earth. And so we're going to be exploring and doing more of that in the local food production distribution and education too. So the building next door has an upstairs, and I'm going to be giving some talks, make that an education center, eventually a demonstration kitchen. We'll live stream a lot of these events and record them, put them on the website, but we want to develop the community even more. So I'm going to start the first Tuesday talks again. I used to do those a few years back, and now we have the space to do it again. So mark your calendar May 3rd, 7 o'clock. That's the first Tuesday of May. I'm going to give a talk entitled Wake Up West Texas. And it's just a call to those who are maybe on the fence or just wondering what's going on. Something's just off and not right. Now, for those of you that have been following us for a long time, you're already awake. You know the truth. And I'm not saying not to come. If you're one of our veteran followers, of course, we'd love to see and socialize with you too. But I really want to try to get your neighbors, your family, coworkers, you know, Sunday school people in your Sunday school that are sort of maybe primed to hear the truth. Invite them or tell them about these talks. Because the first Tuesday after May will be Wake Up West Texas. Then June's going to be June, July, and August will be the Untouchables. And I'm going to go through the three Untouchables. And that is statins and cholesterol. That's an untouchable subject, it seems, in conventional medicine. Even though it's 100% opposite. And we're going to go through those studies. I've gone through them on the air before. That's untouchable number one. Untouchable number two are vaccines. Can't talk about them. Can't touch them. They're God's savior to mankind or man's savior to mankind. So we're going to talk about that. And the third untouchable, cancer. And these quote-unquote alternative cancer treatments. So these first Tuesday talks will be really designed to wake people up and hopefully make you curious to go do some of your own research. And who wrote these history books? And was it really a germ that was killing people? Pertussis and scarlet fever and measles and whooping cough and, you know, all these things, smallpox. how much of this germ theory is true versus terrain theory. So it's going to be a fascinating history lesson in some respects with these talks. So y'all mark your calendars and get your neighbors and friends that are on the fence about maybe they're starting to wake up. This will hopefully push them over the edge. And then, of course, the Veritas Navigators, we just want to highlight them in this education program. We want to keep people out of our clinic, out of our IV chairs. We want people to just go be who God made them to be and not be distracted by symptoms or diseases or doctor visits or co-pays or pharmaceuticals or worry about health insurance or Medicare or Medicaid or hospitals being full or any of that. Learn how to not need a doctor. You were designed to not need a doctor. There's an article about that on our website, so go read that article and it'll go into more depth. But that's our goal, is to teach people these things. So the Veritas Wellness Navigators have a daily Zoom every single day of the week, besides the weekends. Those navigators are on there to talk to you, to answer your questions, to give you some counsel and recommendations and advice, and to just to love on you, to listen to you, to love on you, and to walk with you through these things. You can do one-on-one visits with the navigator, and then there's these daily Zoom group meetings. And then there's online resources, meal plans, pantry clean-out list, how to flip your pantry to the right ingredients, you know, just different resources like that of how do you actually do this, because it doesn't have to be that hard. It can be as simple as trade out your table salt for sea salt. Grinding your grain to make your own bread sounds crazy and hard and weird, and it's not. It's super easy. I made biscuits yesterday, and it took 20 seconds to scoop out a cup of wheat berries, throw them in the electric grinder, press the button, and put my cup underneath that spout where the flour came out. I mean, it literally took 20 seconds. It's not more time consuming to grind your own flour. It's a matter of get the knowledge, get the equipment. So that's what the navigators are there for, to teach you these things. I remember when I first started getting clued into the fact that I wasn't even eating food. I was eating processed food-like substances, and it blew my mind to even think about trying to eat real food, because I just didn't even understand that I wasn't eating real food. So I remember those days and how overwhelming it can seem, and all your traditional meals tend to be out of a package, and then thinking about cooking your own meals. There's some easy one pan sheet pan meals, and the navigators can teach you those things, and there's recipes that we have, we can give you those. So get on there, get your neighbors on there, get your friends on there. We need to get in the mindset of live local, support local, find these farmers and ranchers and support them, get your food from them, learn how to cook again, learn how to can again. So we have canning classes, bread classes, fermented food classes, all these things. And that's all in the education program with the navigators, and it's all free will offering. And we do need your support. I mean, I've gone out in faith somewhat here to just make this available basically for free, relying on people's heart and to be right and give what they can. But can you put a value on that? A similar education health coaching programs around the country, I've looked at them. They're $500 to $3,000, depending on the length of the program. And you can sign up for this and be in it for as long as you want, as long as you need. But we do hope that you can give a regular donation or a one-time donation or whatever you can to support. That's the only way we pay the navigator's salary, is through what we sell in the store and then your donations. So thank you for those. I don't want to get too much into trying to drum up donations, but I do need to mention that. Last couple of things, PEMF, Pulse Electromagnetic Frequency. It's a device we have in our clinic. I think it's like $35 for a session, something like that. And it relieves acute and chronic pain. I had tendonitis in my elbow. It wouldn't go away. Usually those things just go away in a day or two on me. It didn't go away, and it was 2 months later, and that stubborn elbow it hurt bad with certain movements in particular. And I did one treatment of that on PEMF, and I was 80% better in 24 hours, and I was 100% better in 72 hours. Pulsed electromagnetic frequency. You just sit there in a chair, and you strap on this little device, these little loops that surround your hurt elbow, ankle, or whatever. It kind of wraps them, and then it pulses this magnetic frequency, and it just feels like a little muscle contraction, kind of like those old school, we call them TENS units that the athletic trainers would have or the physical therapists would have. But it's a different pulse than those old electrical pulsations. It's a magnetic frequency. So, acute or chronic pain, there are modalities to treat that besides opioids and NSAIDs. A couple new products in the market. Iodine. 12 different studies that showed if you squirt iodine up your nose or you gargle it, swish it in your mouth when you're exposed to COVID-19, it stopped viral replication within 48 hours. That virus was not replicating anymore. 12 different studies that show basically the same thing. It diminishes symptoms, diminishes advancement into severe symptoms, stops viral replication. It's amazing. Iodine, super cheap, super available. These studies mostly looked at over-the-counter versions of iodine that you get at the drugstore, which I don't recommend swallowing those. There's some other additives that are in those, betadine and probidine combinations. Lugol's iodine is basically a food-grade iodine you can swallow, and actually we recommend people swallow that. If you don't get iodine in your food, you supplement it. But we partnered with a company to make a nose spray with Lugol's iodine and saline, based off the concentration levels in these studies that showed impedance of viral replication. So it's a little squirt bottle. It probably costs $25 or something. And there are multiple motivations for us to produce that product, but one of them was the TMA, Texas Medical Association. They sent out an email to all their members saying, here's some over-the-counter treatment remedies. And it was a nice flow chart. You could print it off, put it on your clinic bulletin board or your wall of your clinic room, your office rooms as a doctor. And there were four options on there. And they were all brand new, either emergency use authorized or recently authorized products. Four. But then you go to C19early.com. And you're going to see there's more like 30 different things out there, both pharmaceutical and over-the-counter. And some cost pennies per treatment instead of $3,000 per treatment. And it was just so frustrating that what's being promoted and sent to physicians' email inbox from the TMA or the four EUA or recently authorized, it costs so much money. But then there's a more comprehensive list that included natural things like iodine. One of the things on C19early.com, that's where you can go find the 12 studies on iodine. So there's a widely available, no side effects, inexpensive and highly effective. So there's that nose spray, and then there's a second nose spray called OMG. For those that used to follow Dr. Roby Mitchell, a.k.a. Dr. Fit, who passed away about a year ago. That nose spray was developed by Dr. Fit. It's a combination of oregano oil, peppermint oil, black cumin seed oil, ionic water, some colloidal silver, and I think quercetin. I'm probably missing one or two. But that is some high-powered ingredients. I mean, there are studies on black seed oil and quercetin for sure with COVID. But if you're using Afrin to open up a stuffed nose, if you're having to use some sort of antihistamine decongestant orally that can affect blood pressure, of course the Afrin nose spray can be addictive and you get rebound swelling if you use that too much. Sinus infections, you're on antibiotics all the time for sinus infections. Even just snoring at night, a lot of that snoring is just swollen tissue in your nose and sinuses, but OMG will open you up. So those are two new nose sprays that we're carrying that are good to have in the medicine cabinet. OMGs for everything from bacterial to fungal to viral. So we're always looking to add product lines that are affordable, effective, natural if possible. Again, you shouldn't need it. You shouldn't be having sinus infections all the time. And honestly, I don't know that I'd personally use that iodine spray that much. I mean, if I was going to be on an airplane, if I was going to be in a concentrated, a smaller room with lots of people, don't know their or maybe if I'm going to give a talk, I'm going to be shaking lots of hands, especially if it was in a smaller room, poor circulation, ventilation. You know, I'd probably use it in those scenarios. I'm not going to use it every day because I'm confident in my terrain. And even if I do get sick, I expect it to go away pretty quick. I'm not saying that in an arrogant way, but just saying when you clamp down on your diet and lifestyle, some, the body's amazing. It's resilient. It'll do what it's supposed to do. So be confident in it. But if you're on your way, you're on your health and wellness journey, and you're not quite there, and you need a little extra support, that's what these products are for. Okay. Had one question during the break. I'll address it real quick, then we got to go. But it was on the detoxing. You know, we're poisoned by the food, by the water, by the air. I mean, there's toxicity everywhere. So how do we get it out of us? There's lots of different detoxification regimens and protocols out there. I don't recommend any of them until you get your foundation right. You don't want to just start taking a bunch of detoxification supplements and then you agitate and irritate your cells to let go of these toxins, and then those toxins just circulate around in the bloodstream and lymphatics and have nowhere to go, and they just you're basically just recirculating them. Your bowels need to move regularly. You need to be urinating regularly, clear urine, meaning you're hydrated really well. And you need to be out of your chair regularly. The lymphatic system is the waste removal system of the body. There's lymphatic vessels from head to toe. It's a whole system and a highway of these vessels, but there's no pump in this highway of vessels called lymphatic vessels. The pump is to get that fluid moving through your lymphatic vessels, you have to move. If you sit in a chair all day, there that fluid is stagnant. So you need to move. You need to hydrate. You need to be outside in sunshine. You need remineralization to run all your detox enzymes. You need to eat real food and have good flora in your gut by eating real food and fermented food and not eating things that kill your gut flora. You need all this foundational stuff to be able to move the toxins out of the body, to sweat it out, pee it out, and poop it out. So get the basics first, and the body's so amazing. I don't have a study to prove this, but I can almost guarantee you will more effectively move toxicity out of your body if you do these basic things to support your body's natural God-given instructions on detoxification. Don't sell yourself short on what the body can do if you do the basic stuff first. Now, if you have the basics down and you want to add in some extra stuff, that would be sauna. That would be some liver, extra liver detox support. You can get it at a good health food store. Coffee enemas traditionally have been used even in conventional medicine for detoxification. There's other things to do to add on top of the basics, and I'm not opposed to those, but don't get it out of order. Do the basics first. And I really think in most cases the basics will be enough. So be encouraged. God designed you perfectly. Just steward it well. Double down on your diet and lifestyle. TrueDiagnostic.com. Read more about that test. Email lab@veritasmedical.com. We got a text earlier that said that email was not working. I just notified my IT guy. He said he fixed it. We'll see. But if you're getting...
They text back said it worked.
Okay. So it should be working. lab@veritasmedical.com. If for some reason you got to bounce back, maybe give it a few more minutes or later today. But that should be working now. Okay, we're out of time. VeritasMedical.com. We'll archive this show. We'll play it on iTunes. You're the Cure. Send it out to all your friends, family, relatives, loved ones. Be released from the spirit of fear. You were designed to be well. You don't have to fear a bug, a germ, or your genes. Gene theory's dead. Germ theory's dead. It's all about the epigenetic diet and lifestyle factors. Go to VeritasMedical.com, click on Available Plans, get on the education plan, talk to the navigators, and learn about these things, and go be healthy. I'm Dr. Ben Edwards. You're the Cure.